I gripped the edge of the sink so tightly, my knuckles cracked. Pain shot up my forearms. I didn't care. I welcomed the pain. It meant this was real. It kept me focused on my task and not my regrets. Regrets like why I hadn't let the coven rescue me that night, or why I hadn't fled with Everest. There were many more thoughts that haunted me, tortured me, but those were the main two. I'd had my chances to get the hell out of here, and I'd volunteered to stay. I'd chosen this path willingly, without much hesitation. I lifted my head and met my own stare in the mirror of my bathroom. My cheeks were flushed from all the emotions swirling inside of me, which went well with the glassy tears threatening to spill from my golden red eyes. Why didn't you run, Sam? I knew the answer. I just hadn't ever realized I was the type. I hadn't known I was this selfless, this brave. No, that's not it. This isn't about bravery. This isn't about selflessness. This is penance. I was the granddaughter of Lilith. No matter what else lay in my bloodline, that part would taint my soul forevermore. It wasn't even my fault. It wasn't like I got to decide who my parents were, let alone grandparents. I wasn't Lilith. I wasn't anything like her and wanted no part of her future. I refused to live in a world she destroyed, even if it provided me with a golden throne. When the coven defeated her, I wanted our world to know I helped, that I was on their side, that I made a difference, made an impact on her failure. Everest and I had the unfortunate fate of being born of her blood, and that provided us with unique opportunities no one else had. My uncle had paid his dues. For 1,000 years, he played the spy. The humans would never know just how much they owed to him for his sacrifices. But Everest's time in the dark was over. His path finally, officially, aligned with heaven's. And by some grace from the angels, Lilith and Swen had not assumed I was on Everest's side. Every time Swen looked at me, I braced myself for her rage, for her to put the pieces together. Every time Lilith summoned me, I expected her to kill me for my treason. Yep, there I was, still standing tall beside my enemies. An angel in demon's clothing. I knew eventually I would flee their side. I would join Everest and the coven to fight at their side. But I also knew they'd left me here. Tegan was a force of nature. She could have gotten me out. Everest could have taken me with him whether I wanted to go or not. Hell, apparently King Cathari and his dragons knew I held the shifter gene and could have gotten me out. They hadn't. None of them. Which meant they knew they needed me on the inside. For that, I stayed. For them. I traced my fingers over the pearl on my velvet choker, the one Jackson Lancaster had given me back when all of this had seemed like a fairy tale. If only I'd known it was a fairy tale within the horror genre. Sam, I have a task for you. I heard her voice replaying in my mind. I stared at myself in the mirror, remembering how I'd responded. Yes, my queen, what can I do for you? To know an Unseelie's name gives you power over them. For that reason, my brother's name has never been said aloud. Swen's gaze had glanced to the hall and then back to me. She'd smirked and gestured to my body and the wall the prince had just pinned me against. Do whatever you must to get his name out of him. Him, as in the Unseelie prince. I closed my eyes and cringed. The Unseelies terrified me on a level I hadn't come to terms with. However, Swen had revealed very important information to me. Knowing an Unseelie's name gave you power over them. I was scared, not stupid. That was huge. The coven needed to know this, but they also needed to know the prince's name. If that piece of information was the key to defeating them, to keeping the coven alive, then I had to do whatever I had to get it. Do whatever you must to get his name out of him.